We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient, David
Bellavia.
No, that's not it.
David Bellavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Bellavia.
Ah, come on.
David Bellavia.
It's David Bellavia on WBEN.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Episode 5, Season 1. The David Bellavia Show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Going to be talking schools. By the end of this show, we should know if schools are going to be reopened, what kind of guidance there is. Also, sports and pop culture, all of that ahead on the Friday edition of The David Bellavia Show with David Bellavia.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Joe Beamer. Tony Caligiuri's here. Normally Friday, it would be our pop culture Friday. That's all we do is talk pop culture on Friday, what you're watching on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. We're going to have a show watch list so you can see what we're seeing, if you care. You could share what you're watching with us and the rest of the audience. And that, and also Sports Friday. It's part of Pop Culture Friday. We talk sports. We talk what we're streaming, what's happening in music, what movies are important. But today is a day that, you know, no good news ever comes on a Friday. You notice that? Every time there's a really bad press release, in politics, you release it at what, 4:45 on a Friday? Especially if there's a holiday on Monday. That's when you want to put out that the congressman may have been involved in a hit-and-run accident last night. We're still waiting on reports and details. But this one is a little different. Again, it's Andrew Cuomo, governor of the state of New York, about to give guidance to schools. This really should not have to be a Maury Povich reveal of who's the father. You know, we're talking about schools. A lot of people have a lot depending on this decision. They're setting up daycare. They're setting up all these different options. What am I going to do as a mom or a dad if there is no school, if it's not 5 days a week? And this, to me, seems a bit unnecessary. And most people think he's going to do what a responsible governor would do, which is to delegate this to regions to make decisions. Now, whether you agree to the politics of Mark Poloncarz, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, elections have consequences. You elect leaders for a reason. And if Erie County executives and Erie County elected officials don't have the power to control what's happening in Erie County, why do we even have them there? They're just ambassadors? Are they mascots for elected office? No, they control a whole lot of what we do day to day in the counties in which we live. And it doesn't matter what, you know, you lost an election or you won an election. The point is Erie County should control what Erie County does. And if you want to have the debate of whether you agree with Erie County leadership, that's one thing. But it can't come from the state because, as we've learned since COVID started, New York City is much different than Western New York. And there's so many inconsistencies. It's so inconsistent. And it's confusing. And it doesn't need to be. I mean, one of the main problems with Cuomo using these press conferences to go after Trump and Trump using the press conferences to go after, you know, other governors and this little battle royal that was happening during the COVID crisis. One of the problems with that is that you start to attack the president or attack governors for you have the power now. It's one thing when you're complaining to say, you know, the president's making far too many decisions based at the executive level of president of the United States. These are national, federal decisions impacting all of us. But again, delegating that to the states, you had two completely different approaches, red state, blue state, two different approaches where you had other, you know, governors in the United States that delegated. These were Democrats too, by the way. It wasn't all blue states. You had, you know, Washington and Oregon, whether or not they handled the protests, you know, with any credibility or distinction amongst their peers, the COVID crisis was completely different. And they delegated that down to the municipal level where people could make decisions based on the on what was happening on the ground. A general can give you a plan of how they want to go to battle, but at the end of the day, it's a 19-year-old kid with a machine gun on a street corner that is going to tell you, I have the best point of view of anyone on my street corner. I know what's happening right here. I'm here. And that leader has to say, what's best on the ground? What's happening on the ground? Here's, all right, let's initiate this. I can still achieve my objective. And so the governor cannot unilaterally say, this is going to happen, that's not going to happen. But to me, this is, it's, and you know, there's a great piece on WBN.com about transportation. Buses, they have to be clean. You have to enforce separation. The drivers will be wearing gloves and masks, and each district is going to go out of their way to make sure that these buses carrying the kids are clean. But that didn't need to happen from New York State. I mean, again, the school districts, a little credibility to our administrators in our schools. They really know what's best for their districts. And if they don't, they shouldn't be in charge of a school district. I mean, honestly, everyone complains about superintendents. They make so much money. Oh my gosh, why do we pay this superintendent all this money? This is why you pay superintendents all the money. Because these are the decisions that they have to make. You know, when we had a crisis of people wanting to secure schools because of active shooters, superintendents and principals and education administrators had to make decisions to safeguard their students. This is really quite similar. It's COVID. It's a disease. But at the same time, what is their objective? To isolate this thing, to make sure it doesn't spread, to make sure that their kids don't get it, or if they do have it, they don't spread it. There's a lot going on, and these are competent professionals. But the governor is not going to step in and, I mean, well, we'll see, I guess. We'll see who gets a rose at 11:30. But, I mean, does it need to be dramatic? I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe that's what they all love. Will we go to war? The president will tell us at 1 p.m. live on NBC whether or not we drop bombs. It's crazy to me.
And it's never at 1 p.m. It's always, you know, 1:15, 1:23.
But again, to me, when bin Laden was taken out, that was a very quick, there was a rumor on Twitter and everything else. And then there was, the president is going to address the nation at 8 p.m. on national security. And then 45 minutes before that, they released the media pool leak that bin Laden had been killed. And that's how you release the announcement, right? If it's, you know, that's good news, depending on your, if you're pro-America or against America. But that was a story, the president breaking in, this is what's going to happen. With all of these coronavirus updates, the governor has done his thing. He put out his statistics. He did a slideshow. That went away, though. And then Trump went back to doing his national COVID press conferences, which have really become more of just him addressing whatever's happening in the world. It's not just COVID that he's talking about. He's answering questions about everything. And now we have Cuomo, I think, I don't know, missing out. I mean, he has certainly gotten more public relations TV time than the actual nominee of the Democratic Party. There was a time when Andrew Cuomo, matter of fact, people wanted Andrew Cuomo to run for president. But he was the most, he was the voice of the left in America. He was on TV constantly. Everyone said what an amazing job he did as governor. And the ironic thing about this entire thing, if we're going to rate the job that Andrew Cuomo did as governor, the attack that's used against Donald Trump is the loss of life. Axios did the interview on HBO with Donald Trump where, you know, they're hammering him on it doesn't matter the percentage of people who get it who die. It doesn't matter if you die of COVID or die with COVID. I mean, theoretically, George Floyd died with COVID. COVID did not take his life, right? But he died with COVID. So where are these statistics? What are the actual breakdowns? We need to know the number of people who have recovered. That's going to be an important data point when it comes to allowing people to travel. But the other piece of that, though, is once you are saying that cause of death, the number of death is directly attributed to leadership at the presidential level, you have to do that in New York State.
But then we have to sit back and, like, whose numbers do we believe? We've been, you know, everything leading up in the last couple of weeks, well, the numbers are incorrect. This Florida, they moved the decimal point. It wasn't 98%. It was 9.8%. So, numbers, whose statistics are we supposed to believe?
You hope anyone that has a governmental seal, you believe those statistics. If people are manipulating those, there should be accountability for that. But I don't see... Again, what we're calculating, the information that we're getting as a general population saying, you know, this is your area. These are how many people are infected and these are how many people have died of the disease. Using that number alone, New York State, if we're going to say that the entire basis of the argument of Donald Trump handling COVID is how many people have died, not the percentage, not where they're coming from, not the age, not the other morbidity, right? The factors in which could contributed, they're diabetic, they have lung cancer, whatever the case is. It's death and your leadership. And these how many people died on your watch. And yet when it comes to Governor Cuomo, that is never taken into factor. It's not even a part of it. We got hit hard. We're New York City. We actually are New York City and we live close together. Unlike Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, any other metropolitan area in America, they don't live close together like they do in New York. It's absurd. Of course they do. All cities have people living on top of each other. Most cities have public transportation. Nobody had the problem that New York City had. And at some point, you have to say, if there's no New York City, New York State numbers are more like Idaho without New York City.
You look at the deaths. I mean, it's New York and New Jersey, 1 and 2. New York's state, 17,000 more deaths than New Jersey. But everyone talks about Florida and Texas. Florida has 1/10 at the peak. If you compare the peaks in both states, had 1/10 of the deaths. But everyone is hounding Florida and Texas instead of New York, New Jersey, and now entering 10,000 deaths today, California.
But look at Erie County had a situation with the border that really not a lot of county leaders have had to deal with in the United States, where if the border's not closed and you have Chinese nationals that are continuing to travel to Canada or international people coming across back and forth for commerce or whatever the reason is, you could really lose control of a situation. Closing the northern border was a benefit not only to Ontario, but it was also a benefit to Western New York. Those are decisions that have to be made. And now, you know, so if they decide to leave that open, Erie County has to deal with something that New York City doesn't have to deal with. And a lot of New York City people are coming into Buffalo, right? We've got UB. We've got all these other folks that are from downstate. You saw what happened in Westchester, you know, like one little cluster and you've got 300 people that are sick.
You look at, we're talking about like what Joe said, they're concentrating on Florida and Texas. Oh, they're having a spike. They opened up early. Georgia. Oh, my God, they all did it wrong. But what are we seeing? We're seeing the media propping up Cuomo. Why? My theory is in case Biden, they have to dump Biden and bring someone else in.
He's unelectable. Andrew Cuomo doesn't get out of, seriously though, there are so many national problems with Andrew Cuomo. Again, what do you get in a primary? These are loyal you know, active base voters. You're not, the independents are all you need to know in an election, because, you know, how many of those are truly independent? How many people just don't want to be bothered with a political party? But those are the votes that always move the needle. And when it comes to the core issues of what is going to make Joe Biden the president of the United States, Andrew Cuomo has none of those in national polls. Absolutely none of them. There's no, you know, even coming down to, you know, the gun issue, you know, as more and more African-Americans arm themselves, or at least, let's be honest, are now telling the world that they're armed. They, you know, a lot of these folks that have guns in the city have had guns in the city, but now, you know, we're seeing evidence of, you know, people living in the city with firearms. We're not talking about a partisan issue anymore. This isn't Republicans are pro-gun, Democrats are anti-gun. You know, I mean, listen, if someone's going to make a death threat to an elected official, that elected official needs to be protected. I don't care what his politics are. I don't care what party he votes for. He believes in abortion in the fourth trimester. You might find those points of view to be repugnant. You may find that elected official to be horrible. You have a choice to make on election day. But outside of that vote on election day, you have no right to make threatening statements or to threaten a family or to go on someone's property. If I hear another person talk about protesting someone's house, I'm going to put together a militia to end idiots protesting at people's homes. I don't care if you're a liberal or you're a conservative, if you're a member of the Black Panther Party or ISIS, or you're a Ku Klux Klan member. You are allowed to have controversial and stupid thoughts. The Constitution actually gives us the right to be ignorant and stupid. Our job as a community is to isolate crazy and stupid so that people can see that this is not something that should be admired or followed. The woman at Dollar General on a video yelling N-words is not emblematic of Western New York or white people or Cheektowaga or the Dollar General, quite frankly. That's a crazy person. That's not who we are. And when we are talking about, well, they're doing it to us, let's do it to them, that's great. Match stupid with stupid. And then people get killed. People get run over. People get shot. And we're now looking at Buffalo, New York, in the same way that we're looking at Portland or we're looking at Seattle. It's completely unnecessary. There is never a need to escalate. And if you're one of those people that needs to escalate, then someone in your life does not love you. If nobody in your circle is telling you, bud, tap the brakes, we have a problem.
Yeah, 100%. What you're saying, stupid attacks stupid. And these are people who never were confronted, because what happens when they're confronted? They walk away.
No, I was saying, God bless you. Dave,
appreciate that.
In the other room, I have to do the sign of the cross because I can't really say, you know.
I appreciate that. And no one would have known that, by the way, Tony. No one would have known. But again, though, it's unnecessary. If we can't control, and this has always been my plea to the far left, is as the far left gets violent, you have to be aware that there is a level, there's an element and an arm of the right wing that we all know exists. And these guys have guns, will use guns. And for 75 years, people in the conservative movement have said, our crazy cousins will never leave their sheds. Our promise to the Democrats and to the liberals is that we will never allow the crazy people in our area to go do what happened in Oklahoma City. Because that was a far right lunatic that no one could control in that faction, whether it was white nationalism or it was whatever was infecting the heart and the mind of those people, that it's a good idea to blow up a daycare center because of what a president decided to do a year ago on this day. If that is in your thought process, you are a part of the problem. We cannot tolerate that on our side. And then you have the audacity to look at other people who are lunatics and say, the only way to match this violence, the only way to match this chaos and wanton urban destruction is to bring our own people out, to show them we have crazies too. And before you know it, you've got a situation where, you know, individuals are taking their politics to the streets and spilling blood. And we're literally 5 miles down the road, and it's the slowest moving, you know, it's like Austin Powers, the forklift coming your way at 1 mile an hour. And we're just screaming, oh my God, what are we going to do? We do something now. There's no reason for that escalation. And again, is the governor antagonizing you where he's driving you crazy? I hate hearing it. It makes me sick. Involving someone's children or family because of their politics. The Goya company supports Trump, so we're going to take away. As if that's not employing people. As if other people aren't benefiting from a product. They're feeding people canned foods at a time when everyone wants to be able to get in and out of a store and eat something that no one's touching. And we're gonna protest and ban them. It's just silly. 803-0930. We're talking about Governor Cuomo. We're talking about this announcement on schools. What do you think his decision's gonna be? And quite frankly, what do you want it to be? I seriously don't believe you're going to hear a gubernatorial edict today at 11:30. I think it would be absolutely mindless. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back to the David Bellavia Show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Taking your calls on what you'd like to hear from the governor today. We're expecting that sometime this morning to give guidance to schools. 803-0930, Volkswagen of Orchard Park, text board 803-0930, and David Bellavia will be taking your calls. David, you know, before the break, you were talking about those on the extreme ends. I feel a lot of people, though, who aren't on the extreme ends will try to even defend people as long as it's on their political side, and they kind of get sucked into this argument.
But it's so lazy. Lazy, and it's so counterproductive. And honestly, it really shows you that this is already a lost game, right? When you're down, the football analogy is you're down 42-7, and there's 3 minutes left to go in the game. And now you want to complain that the other team is cheating, so on the ensuing kickoff, you trip the other team as they run down the field. It's 42-7. Now you want to play even? Now you want to get back? This has been happening for 35 years. 35 years. And people warned of what was happening in universities, and they warned about the public school education. And again, these ideological fights that occurred in the 80s and the 90s, you know what's interesting? A lot of people in the 50s warned about communism. Do you remember that? And we all looked back and thought, oh, these were lunatics. They're lunatics. There's no socialist movement in the United States. The biggest mistake that was made in the fall of the Soviet Union is the American government allowed Boris Yeltsin to essentially say, create your new bureaus outside of communism. The Soviet Union is dead. It is now the Russian Federation. And you know what happened to the KGB? They just changed their stationery. That's all they did. The people that were in charge of controlling speech, the people that were eavesdropping on their own citizens, they just got rid of the KGB logo. They never changed. You don't just give up communism. You don't allow the same people that ran things to continue to run them. So here's what happens. When you look at you know, the Iraq war, and everyone says, well, what was going on with it? Why did you eliminate all the police and the army? Because the decision was made that the only time America has actually defeated something is when you completely eliminate it. Fascism and the Nazis in Germany. No Nazi is allowed to work the same job that they worked post-Hitler. You can't be a part of the party. And if you were running the water department, you're no longer running the water department because you were a Nazi. And that takes time. And the same thing happened in Japan. You don't have a military anymore. You'll never have an air force anymore. We didn't, and we tried to do that in Iraq. And most critics came out and said, well, why would you do that? Because it didn't work in Russia. It never worked in the Soviet Union. Those are the same people. Vladimir Putin is the same man he was in the Soviet Union. And we pretend that they're different. And in the United States in the 50s, we had people in Hollywood that were pushing a propaganda. And we thought, well, please, that's absurd. Why would they ever do that? What has Hollywood done for the last 50 years? They're pushing their point of view, which happens to be now communism isn't a bad thing. Now socialism isn't a bad thing. It's accepted. If you asked young people today what party you belong to, you would hear unwashed masses saying, I'm a socialist. Who do you vote for? That's a party? Who is your presidential candidate? It's a cool thing. It's something that's in vogue. What's happening in Portland, Oregon, is you have a federal courthouse that's being attacked by Antifa, whatever rogue elements of these radicals. What is that courthouse that Donald Trump is protecting with federal U.S. Marshals and Department of Homeland Security agents? Do you know what happens in that Portland, Oregon federal courthouse? That's the home of the 9th District Court of Appeals. Do you understand that? That's the 9th District. There's nothing right-wing coming out of the Portland Federal Courthouse. As a matter of fact, the 9th District has done more to write progressive legislation than any elected member of the Democrat Party has in 70 years. The 9th District has done more to achieve the motives of the Democrat Party than any Democrat elected in this country. And yet it's President Trump sending federal officers to protect that federal courthouse in Portland. From who? From whom? Leftist radicals that want to blow it up. A $600 million building they want to blow up. And we're told that this is some right-wing propaganda that somehow he's sending stormtroopers for the election. He's trying to protect the 9th District. Honestly, I think there's probably people in this audience that say, you know, the 9th District has really done no favors for the way you see the world. You would think right-wing agitators would be trying to blow up the 9th District in Portland, Oregon. But they're not. They're trying to protect it. And the people that really have had all of their motives achieved by that building are trying to blow it up. This is the world we're living in. Kevin and Pendleton, go ahead.
Hey, you know, David, you know, I'll have to agree with Tony and really disagree with you about Cuomo being set up to ride in as the Democrat Party's shining knight in progressive armor to save the party. I mean, he's definitely politicizing this these press conferences, and the agenda is there. And forget all those polls and stuff you're seeing about him being unpopular. Look, all those states out there are praising Cuomo. And we really know the terrible job that he's doing, you know?
Okay, but that's great, like, parlor talk. That's, you know, in the old days of talk radio, we could do 3 hours on, you know, will Michelle Obama be the presidential candidate, right? That's what garbage, lazy talk show is. What I'm saying, though, is that there is a 0% chance that Andrew Cuomo is going to be the Democrat nominee in November to run against Donald Trump. So it's pointless to have a debate on something that has a 0% chance of happening. You've got a convention that's going to convene literally in 2 weeks. You've got ballots that have to be printed, and they're mail-in ballots, so you know that those things are going to literally hit the presses hours after the nominee is officially has the delegate count. There's no way on earth Andrew Cuomo is going to be on the ballot running for president in November. Zero.
Well,
I'm just saying it's fun to talk about, but it's not going to happen. It can't happen. It won't happen. Joe Biden, and here's the beautiful thing about Joe Biden. Play this clip. Do you have that clip yesterday? Kevin, I want you to hear this clip. This is Joe Biden yesterday in an interview. I played this for Darius Pridgen too. I mean, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. But, you know, David, the thing is that you have thousands of people here, and I'm speaking individuals who...
Let me just go back to the Joe Biden clip, though. I just want to go back to the Joe Biden clip. What he just said is that there is absolutely no diversity in the black community. He's not talking about ethnicity. He's talking about the way they vote, the way they think.
Mm-hmm.
And that is precisely the way the Democrat Party sees black people. It doesn't matter what we do to them. It doesn't matter what policies we pass. They're going to vote for us. And to me, that is one of the most it's not outrageous because it was said. It's outrageous because electorally it's true. And he said it out loud. And in a way, it's a little bit refreshing that we can now have this discussion about this.
Yeah, David.
Go ahead. What's your point, though?
My members of my family are still going to vote for Joe Biden like millions of Americans out there. And you see, right now, even within the conservative population, conservative voters, and I'm speaking not just independents, but even registered voters out here, even in Western New York, I'm beginning to see their point of view that, look, when we look at what we have in our camp, we don't even feel that they really value our ballots when we cast it here in November. I'm feeling like, you know, politically abused by both the left and the right, you know? And
you're right. I mean, listen, if this was a truly fair, if we had a fair and balanced political system in the United States, we would have four political parties, not two. We would have a far left. We would have a far right. We would have a Republican and a Democrat party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, John McCain would be a Democrat. Those types of Mitt Romney is a Democrat. And then you've got Bernie Sanders on the far, you know, the far left party with AOC. And then, you know, in the conservative side, you have the, you know, the Ted Cruz's. And then you have, you know, the milquetoast Mike Lee's and stuff like that as the Republicans.
Right, right. Thank you, David.
I appreciate you, Kevin. Always good to talk to you. Very, very smart guy. And Kevin is an example of who we need representing, I would consider, the Republican Party. We need people that think like Kevin, that have the bio like Kevin has, self-made, educated, this is who he is, and he happens to look different than other Republicans that run for office, and that is the future of the Republican Party. If the Republican Party cannot gain more African Americans and gay people, more Hispanics and Muslims, the Republican Party is going to die. Period. That's the reality. Pete in Ontario, go ahead, sir.
Hey, morning. Nice to have you on a full-time basis. Listen, I think one thing we're kind of looking, David, you're missing out on a little on this point, is that all of us have heard that clip. And all of us that matter, that take that and go, oh my gosh, look what he said. That's ridiculous. We've all heard it. We're all going to be, you know, Republican, conservative, Trump voters. But the people, the problem is the left media, none of the people that really should hear that clip will ever hear that clip, because we have a media that is actually more than dishonest. So many of them, like Zucker, people that were involved in pumping the dossier, should actually be under indictment. Until any indictments ever happens, which David, will not happen before the election, will not happen, okay? Mr. Barr and Durham will not do a damn thing before the election. And let's face it, okay, let's face it. You have to, if Mr. Trump loses, that's it. Your country's finished. And the last thing that's going to happen in that 3-month turnover in January is that Durham and Barr are going to want to, you know, seal their fate. Ain't nothing going
to
happen.
But here's the truth serum that no conservative wants to say in New York State. If you're going to take control of the Assembly and the Senate and get a new governor in here that is not a Democrat, you are 8 years away in New York State if you're a Republican or conservative. Nobody wants to have that discussion because at the end of the day, it's going to take money. It's going to take money, and it's going to take people that have to actually give their money to a party, and that party has to be worthy of that money. And a lot of what, and by the way, Pete, you know I love you, and you know that we always have, for years, have been going back and forth on a plethora of issues. But you are at a 1% bandwidth of the things that you're talking about, law and order minutia. And unfortunately, the debate we're having right now is whether or not America is a good country. That's the debate we're having on the street. What you're talking about is 100% true. By the way, what we found out 2 weeks ago is that not only was Barack Obama and his administration eavesdropping on the Trump campaign, that they were also eavesdropping on other people in the 2016 GOP primary running for president. That it wasn't just Donald Trump, but it was also four other GOP primary folks that were running for president. So this is far, and you heard Bill Barr say that he wants investigations going on throughout the Trump administration, not just in 2015 and 16. He wants to go all the way back to 2010 for misusing the FISA courts. So neither here nor there. Those debates are wonderful to have. But right now, this is about, you talk about the folks that went after Trump with Russiagate. I could point to 70% of those people that were Republicans. 70% of the people that allow that narrative to go to the Senate and to the House to get an independent investigation, to get a Mueller even hired. That was done by Republicans. The Lincoln Project, these are Bush neocons.
I know that.
So it's not the evil liberals out there. It's liberals working with conservatives, working with Republicans to eliminate a threat that is an existential threat to everything in Washington, D.C. And you either agree with that or you don't agree with it. But blaming the far left for this, I think, is a misjudgment.
Well, no. Okay, you got John McCain. You got anything that... that a Mitt can do.
You got George W. Bush, too.
So you pluck what you can. But if not one thing happens, it's done. I can't see Trump pulling this off. There'd be about 25 to 35% fraudulent voting just off the top because nothing happens. There's absolutely nobody held to account. So they can throw anything against the wall. Ain't nothing going to happen.
But we're making this argument in the 2012 election. There were precincts in Philadelphia that had 116% reporting. This isn't, I mean, we're going to talk about election fraud with mail-in voting because it's so easy to do. But let's be honest, the American election system has been corrupted multiple times. No one presses charges. No one presses charges.
Then I want to give up at this point.
Well, that's the thing. That's what they want you to do is give up. We can never give up. We can never give up. And here's the horror. This is the horror of being a patriot, is that if Joe Biden wins the election, Joe Biden is going to save America because patriots, we don't give up our principles. We don't give up our positions. We don't give up our passion. We don't become pro-choice. We don't give up our guns. We find a way to make America work. That's the difference between the left and the right in America, is that we are the party of the country, allegedly. And the other side is trying to transform social justice. Move back, erase history.
But if we don't have a strong voice, If we're completely snuffed out, this is going to be the first time, I believe, that it won't make a difference. It won't make a difference. We'll be crushed, or you guys will be crushed. I'm up with 35 million.
Well, we might be joining you, Pete. That's the problem. Hey, Pete in Ontario, God bless you. Thank you for your call. We'll be back right after this. It's Pop Culture Friday. We're going to do some sports. We're going to do some other pop culture, and then we'll get ready for that Cuomo press conference on schools.
Results are in. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.